Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple. But he was still hungry.
On Tuesday, he ate two apples.
Two pears.
Okay.
But he was still hungry?
Yeah.
You know this.
What's this?
On Wednesday, he ate three plums. And he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate four strawberries. Is he still hungry?
Yes. On Friday,
he ate five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness, Dad. I hope he didn't eat as fast as your tree pages. Alright. On Saturday, he ate one piece of chocolate cake, ice cream cone.
How do you open this?
You the whole birthday like that. One pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, oh goodness, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. Yeah, I'm not surprised. The next day was Sunday again. Caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. You know why?
Why?
Caterpillars aren't supposed to eat chocolate cake and lollipops. Now, he wasn't hungry anymore. He wasn't a little caterpillar anymore.
Big one.
Caterpillar.
What's he make?
He built a small house called a cocoon around himself.
Huh.
So this is where he is now, inside this cocoon. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and...
a butterfly.
Oh, and look what a big butterfly he turned out to be.
Yeah.
Do you think it was all that food that made him get so big?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for helping me out, Dan. Daddy, you know, so much in this book.
Bye.
Yes, he was turning the pages faster than I could read.